Okay, so let's discuss the psula of Shchitas Akum. Now, the reason why I'm going out of order just for this sugya as a part of the Akdama is because when, as we go through the different psulim of who could be a shochet, who can't be a shochet, there are three definite categories, and then there's a possible fourth which comes out of this sugya. And I felt it was important to see this fourth category before going through all the other psulim. So the 3/4 categories to always keep in mind as we go through Psul Katan and Isha and Mumar and Kuti, all that is as follows. The number one criteria is that you have to be able to do a Shechita, Ma'isa Shechita, physically. It's the Gemara in Sukkah we'll discuss tomorrow, La'amin es Yadav, to have your hands stay strong and go through the whole Shechita without getting tired. And that's one of the psulim why a katan may not be a good enough shochet. So that's called the chazaka. And there's a chazaka that a person, an adult, with a shechita, there's a chazaka that the ma'isa shechita itself was done. That's la'amin es yadav. That's one requirement. Requirement two, which we're going to probably discuss next week, is he has to be a baki in hilchel shechita. He has to be a mumche. And the third criteria is not so much in the shechita itself, but more in the nemanas. Do we trust him? Is there a level of trust? So those are three areas of a possible psulm you have in each of these individuals. Again, just to review, is la'amin es yadav, yodeh shchita, and the chiyuv requirement of nemanas. The fourth category is learned out from this sugya of shchitas akum, and it's a chiddush of Tosfos. So let's begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that shchitas oved kochavim Nevela umetame b'masa. That when a shechita, a goy does a shechita, so there are two results. We mentioned this yesterday as well. Every time there's a nevela, there's two results. There's an iser to eat the nevela, and there's also the tuma that it produces, tumas masa. We're not going to discuss the tuma, but those are two results of a shechitas oved kochavim. So what's wrong? What exactly is the psul of the shechitas goy? So Tosfos on Daf Gimel and Beis, he's talking about a kuti and mumar there. So he has this chiddush. Tosfos, those who didn't see it, could look inside if they like. It's on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil, Kasavar Kutim Gerei Arayosein, Vishchitasan Psula Kimoshel Ovde Kochavim. So Tosfos equates the psul, the shchita of a kuti, to that of a Oved Kochavim. What's the psul? Mivizavachta. So Tosfos creates his own drasha. This is not a drasha that appears, it's a pasuk of course, but it's not a drasha that appears anywhere in the Gemara. And he says, Ma sha'ata zoveach ata ochel, Oved kochavim ochel nevelos lahachis, lafuke rather, Oved kochavim vochel nevelos lahachis. What does that mean? Only those who are required to eat kosher food as opposed to nevela, only they're the ones who could do the ma'isa shechita. So what kind of drasha is this? I'll hopefully explain this a little bit clearer now. There's a Gemara in Gittin, I think is where Tosfos is borrowing this idea from. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Hamin Beis, talks about who is a good sofer, who could write the Sefer Torah, who could write Tefillin and Mezuzah. And the Gemara there lists a number of those who are pasul, Ovid Kochavim, Ishev, Akatan, Amumar, and they're all pasul, the Gemara says, because it says, Ukshartem Uchsaftem. The pasuk says you have to tie the Tefillin, put the Tefillin on, and you write the Tefillin, you write the Mezuzah. So the Gemara darshins, kol sheyeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. Those who are chayiv in kshartim to wear tefillin, such as a man above the age of 13, they're the ones who are able to write the stam. The kol she'ein b'kshira, those who do not, or either not chayiv, or don't fulfill the mitzvahs, women are not chayiv in kshira, a mumar, a non-Jew, a katan, then eino b'ksiva. So the fulfillment of the mitzvah is connected somehow to the ksiva, the writing of the mitzvah. So here as well, one would, perhaps that's what Tosfos is saying, who could remove the iser nevela? Who's allowed to create a chalos on the animal of no longer being nevela, the heter? Only those who are chayv in zavachta. Those who are chayv in iser nevela, they're the ones who are allowed to undo the iser nevela. But since a akum, and by extension Tosfos says a kuti and a mumar, since they either are not chayv in nevela or don't keep nevela, so therefore they're not able to do ma'isa shechita. So you have to be a bar zaveach v'zavachta in order to be to create a kasher shechita. That's the chiddush of Tosfos. The Rambam has a simpler understanding, though. the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayos, and we'll get to the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in just a moment. The Rambam comments on this Mishnah, and he says there are two types of Ovdei Kochavim. One type of Ovdei Kochavim is one who Mamish does L'shem Avodah Zarah, he has all the Kavanas, and that type of Avodah Zarah, that type of Shechita, will not only be Aser B'Nevela, but it's also going to be Aser B'Ana. It's going to be like a Takroves Avodah Zarah. If a non-Jew were to worship and give a present to their gods, that would be Aser B'Ana. But our Gemara says, and the Rambam says, is talking about a different category of an Ovdei Kochavim, one who doesn't really worship Avodah Zarah, but he has a Mesorah, Minag Avoseinu B'Yadeinu. His Minag Avoseinu was that they do this certain religion. So he continues to do this, but it's not really L'shem Avodah Zarah. It's a low level of Avodah Zarah, whereby it's Aser B'Nevela, but it won't create an Iser Hana. It's a lower level of Avodah Zarah. But what comes out from this Rambam and Perash Mishnayos, the Iser at hand is not an Iser in Shechita, it's an Iser in Avodah Zarah. Very different Iser. I mean, the Shechita might be a good Shechita. We might say he did a full Shechita, he cut both Simanim, it's not a Nevela, but it's Aser because it's Avodah Zarah. So now we have a Machlokis between Tosos and the Rambam. Is it a Psul Shechita? Because he's Lav Barzoveyachu, the Psul and Shechita, or is it Psul or Iser of Avodah Zarah? That's the Machlokis between the Rambam and Perish Mishnayos and the Tosos in Chulin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Now when you move over to the Rambam in Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Shechita in Perek Dalet, it gets a little bit complicated here. In Perek Yud Alef, rather Halacha Yud Alef and Halacha Yud Beis. So I don't want to, it's a big machlokas as it is, whether the Rambam retracts or he doesn't retract. But he does do one thing which is clear. He makes two levels of Nachum. And it's different levels than what he pointed out in Perish Mishnayos. So according to the Shach and Prima Gadim, they think the Rambam actually retracts from what he wrote in Perish Mishnayos, and he actually embraces the sheet of Tosfos. According to the Shach and the Beis Halevi, the Rambam in Mishnah Torah still holds strong into what he wrote in Perish Mishnayos, that the psul of Shechitas Goy is really a psul in Avodah Zarah. So let's assume that way. That's how the Shach understands it, that's how the Beis Halevi understands it. So the Rambam does very interestingly here. He separates between a Nachri and at least the Girsa of the Frank Rambam is a Goy She'eno Oved Avodah Zarah, which is now a third category. And thank you to you two for making that clear with me during Seder, that there really seems to be three categories of a Goyim. There's a Goy who's Mamish, Oved Kochavim, L'shem Avodah Zarah, which is going to be Aser B'Nevela, Aser B'Hana. That's category one. Category two is what our Mishnah is talking about on Yud Gimel, is an Oved Kochavim who does Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't really have Machshava so much, he just does it because that's his Minag. And that would be category two, where the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph that such a shechita would be psul, a puzzle, and one who eats such a nevela would violate an iser deraisa and get malchus. The third category is Halacha Yud Beis is a goy she'eno oved avodah zarah. He's a very frum goy. He keeps sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So there's no iser avodah zarah to speak of. And it's only possible because Geder Gadol Gadra Bedavar. It's a Gzeira. It's a Siag that the Chachamim made that even a Stam Goy, who's a very firm Goy, he doesn't do Avodah Zarah at all. He doesn't follow the religion of his family. Even that will be possible Midrabanan though. It will not result in an Isser Nevela Dereis, it will not result in any Malkus. While for Tosos, what would Tosos say about a Goy who's not Avodah Zarah? A Goy who Mamish keeps Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Very firm Goy. What would Tosa say about that? Midaraisa. And one who eats it would get malchus for this. So that would be a clear nafkamina between Tosos and the Rambam. Because Tosos holds you have to be a bar zoveach. You have to be chayv in nevela, chayv in shechita. And since a goy, even a from goy, is not chayv in shechita, mimela he can't perform a shechita. The Rambam says, of course he can. There's no Bar Zavuach, that's a whole new category that Tosas created. When looking for a good shochet, you need a guy who knows halacha, a guy who's ma'amin yadav, and a guy who's nemanis. To be Bar Zaveach, where'd you get that? That's a chiddush. No one holds, the Gemara doesn't say that anywhere. That's not a requirement. So midin shechita, a goy could do a good shechita. It's just midin avodah zarah, that it asers it. So only if a guy is worshiping Avodah Zarah will make this an Issa Deraisa, according to the Rambam. But according to a goy who doesn't do Avodah Zarah at all, his shechita is mamash a good shechita. It's just a gzera that we don't let him do, we don't accept his shechita. We assume it's in the veil of Midirabanan. Now, what would be the Nekuda Machlokas here? What's the Nekuda Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tosos about this idea of a bar zevuach or not? So I think that you could connect this Machlokas about what the Psul Shechitas Akum is, whether it's be Din Avodah Zarah or Psul and being a bar zevuach. I think it could go back to what we discussed yesterday of whether or not Shechita is a mitzvah or Shechita is a matir. If you assume that Shechita is a matir, like we discussed yesterday, so then it's possible only a person who's a bar zevuach could be matir that. Just like a tefillin. Only a person who's bar kshira, only a person who yeshen b'kshira, could have a chalos of the tefillin, could create kedushas tefillin. Could he create kedushas mezuzah, kedushas sefer Torah? You have to be in that parsha to be able to create something. So here as well, when it comes to Shechita, if the whole idea is being matir to create a chalos of a heter, transforming a dover iser, a chev into a chevsa shel heter now, you would have to be a bar zevuach. You have to be someone who's part of that same parsha. But according to the Rambam, where Shechita is a mitzvah, and the fact that the meat is a mutter is completely separate from the ma'aseh Shechita. You could separate the ma'aseh Shechita, the mitzvah Shechita of heter. They're not connected to each other. We discussed yesterday, you could say a bracha sometimes on a shechita according to the Shach, even though the meat's not mutter. They're two different ideas. So yes, a goy won't get a mitzvah of a shechita, because he does not chayiv, it's not shayach him at all. But in theory, he could create a heter, he could be matter something. That's not part of the definition of shechita. And that would be Rambam l'shitaso. Because the Rambam holds that shechita is a mitzvah, he counts it as a mitzvah. So if he counts as a mitzvah, the heter is just the result, but that's not the definition of a shechita. So it's possible that a goy could be bechlal the heter of shechita, even though he's not shayach to the mitzvah of shechita. So either way we see, though, that there's clearly a machlokas between whether or not the shechita's akum is a psul of bar zevuach, it's a psul in shechita, or if it's a psul in avodah zarah. So there are a few nafkaminis that make this even clearer. You guys saw the Rambam in Hilchos Shar Tuma, Shar Avos HaTuma, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Mishnah said that there are two results, we said, when doing a shechita, and when the animal's a nevela. One is it's asur to eat, number two it's tumas nevela. Nevela has tuma, midiraisa. The Rambam very strangely writes in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTuma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that this tuma, when a shechita is akum, when a goy shech say, animal, the tumah is only tumah midirabanan, midirei sofrim. Well, if it's nevela, it should be a tumah midiraisa. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, this is tumah midiraisa, we're talking about a real nevela, a goy shechted it. So what's pshat, what's the machlokas here? So the Achronim explain, because a goy, again, according to the Rambam, when a goy shechs it, it could be a good shechita. It's a good shechita. The psul is a different type of psul. It's a psul of Avodah Zarah. What's the halacha? Is there tumah for Avodah Zarah? Anyone know? Is there tumah for Avodah Zarah? Anyone come across this at all? No one saw this. I think the Mishnah Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. There is tumah. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is metame also. Midirabanan, the Mishnah and Shabbos says. I forget which daf it's on. It's metame midirabanan. So the Rambam who holds that this whole shechita here, of a shechita's akum, is a psul midirabanan, it's only psul midin avodah zarah. So now this is a chepsa shel avodah zarah here in front of me. It is metame b'maseh. Like the Mishnah says in Chulin Yud Gimel. It's only metame midivrei sofrim. Because for the Rambam, it's a psul midin avodah zarah. But the Ravid holds, no. The shechita's akum is a real psul in shechita. He's la bar zavuachu. Like Shitas Tosfos. He can't create a heter of a shechita. And therefore it's a real nevela midiraisa. And therefore there's going to be tuma midiraisa as well. So that's Rambam l'shitaso. that again, the shchitas of the kochavim is only a psul in avodah zara, and therefore the tumah resulting would only be a tumah midrabanan like any other avodah zara. There's another parak in the Masechtir called Oses Beno. We'll see if we can get to that. I don't want to push too much. I know in the afternoon I want to do Kisei Dam Shulach HaKein. If we could push Oses Beno, it might be nice as well. Maybe I'll just give one, just Shir Klali on Oses Beno at the end. We'll see. But there's a very interesting discussion about Oses Beno in general. The Oses Beno, the Isser of Shechting a mother and child of an animal on the very same day. Isser Derais, Oses Beno. We'll see when we learn Shulach HaKein, we're going to get into that. So it's also a little bit in that both the Oses Beno and Shulach HaKein are both about Tzar Balei Chaim, perhaps, and the Midah Vachzarios. So what happens if a goy were to shecht the mother? Would there be an iser of Oses Beno to shecht the Beno, the child, that very same day? So there's a Tosefta in Perakein Chulin, the first Mishnah there, that writes that if the goy shechts the first one, so then there would not be an iser to shecht the Beno. There is no iser el oses Beno for the shechitas goy. Why would that be? Any thoughts why that would be?
It's only when it's a proper, the iser is only when you do two proper shechitas.
Exactly, when you do a proper shechita. So a shechitas goy is not a proper shechita, and therefore, if an animal, let's say, drops dead, and then one shechts the child afterwards, there's no violation there. Both of the shechitas have to be good shechitas. So since the shechitas goy is not a good shechita, so then there is no violation of shechting the child. That's what the Tosefta writes. Now, it's also interesting that the Tosefta, this Tosos that I said before that says the Vizavacht is the drasha, it's actually a Tosefta. Tosefta doesn't quote it. That Tosefta quotes this drasha of Zavachta. And the Gra points this out on Shulchan Aruch. So that would be the Shittasa of the Tosefta. That the psul of Shchitas Akum is one of Zavachta. It's a psul and Shchita. And therefore, if a guy were to shecht the animal, that's not a good Shchita. It's a psul Shchita. And there would not be a violation of Oses Beno. But what about the Rambam Shita? The Rambam holds, when a goy shechts the animal, be'etzem, it's a good shechita. There's just an external problem of it being l'shem avodah zarah. So what would you think? Would there be a violation of oses beno, l'fi the Rambam, if a goy were to shecht it? So Rabbi Kveiger writes, if you find, look in the back of the Franco Rambams, he thinks that according to the Rambam, there would be an iser oses beno for shechitas goy. Because shechitas goy is a good shechita. It's just that there's an external problem of it being l'shem avodah zarah. And therefore, it would be subject to the iser of oso es beno. I mentioned this yesterday, the psul of a katan. We're going to spend more time tomorrow. We're going to start the Masechta Keseder on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. There's a Tosfos there we're going to start working through. Now, the katan is not allowed to shecht beino levein atzmo, the Rama Paskins. If he shechts it, no one's there watching him. We'll discuss greater detail tomorrow. Maybe some say he can trust him. But according to the Ramaz Psak, a katan who does a shechita beino levein atzmo, that shechita is pasul. Why? So there are many reasons brought down, but one of the reasons is brought down by the Levush. The Shach quotes the Levush. And the Levush writes, because it says, d'chsiv zavachta, and he quotes Tosos, perish mishu mitzuva al zvicha, can perform the zvicha. But those who are not chayv in zvicha, a katan, he's underage, he's not chayv in mitzvah midraisa yet, so his zvicha won't be a good zvicha. That's the understanding of the Levush. And the Shach goes ahead and he attacks this. And again, we're going to discuss in greater detail. But the Rambam writes differently. The Rambam writes in Hilcha Shechita, Perek Dad Halacha Hey, why is a katan shechita no good? We know the Rambam can't say because he's labar zvicha he. He doesn't hold us such a drasha. That's the shita of Tosfos. So Rama writes very simply: Chayrish shote v'katan v'shikir shenispalbula daito sheshachta shchitasam psula. Not because of bar zavuach or not. That's not his drasha. Mipnei she'ein bemdas shema yukilkalu b'shchitasan. They lack das, they might make a mistake. Nothing to do with bar zvuach. So we see here another application, whether or not you need this criteria of being a bar zvuach or not a bar zvuach. I'll mention just parenthetically here, the Kovitz Aretz of Chanan Wasserman talks about that a different reason why a katan might be chayv in zvicha is because since he thinks actually he would be considered bar zvuach, because even though he's not chayv in the zvicha in terms of iser nevela, I say the what?
He can't eat.
So that we'll discuss tomorrow in greater detail. But another reason, what's another reason why maybe a katan can be bechlal bar zvicha? Let's assume like the Levush. Levush writes, you need to have bar zvuach, like the Tosfos, you have to be chayv in zvicha. So the Shach says, well, a katan's not chayv in zvicha, it's a mitzvah asay. Katan are not chayv in mitzvah asay. So the Shach says that no, he's chayv in the los asay, the nevela. So we'll get to that tomorrow. But what's another reason why perhaps a katan can be bechlal bar zvicha? Now it's still be connected to the Isser connection. So that would say the same point. And since it's chayv in the Isser, so then he'd be chal, similar to what you're saying. That's still the same idea of lav, yeah. It's another, think of a different angle. We said whenever there's a shechita, two things happen. One is a heter achila, and number two is, what? I know. There's no tumah. There's no tumah. So a katan is subject to the lachas of tumah v'tara. So granted, he's not chayv and mitzvah asay and los asay, that's a discussion. But in terms of tumah v'tara, that he has to keep those halachas. If he's tamei meis, he can be tamei someone else. Tumah applies completely to a child. So Rav Chanan writes that since he is subject to tumah v'tara, he is considered bar zvicha. And the reason why he's possible is for a different reason. So that's just a fascinating point. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the Rambam says that a katan, like an avodas kachadim katan, is not his shechit is not kosher because he's not
No, just a stamka, not a avodah zara, just a Jewish katan.
What about an akam? I'm saying of a katan.
He doesn't address that at all. But seemingly it would be the same halacha as stam machsheves avodas chacham la avodah zara.
Right.
It would be the same din. So it's fascinating about this Rav Chanan, just as a side point, that although a katan is not chayv in the isurim, perhaps he is chayv in tumah v'tara. So just for your own general knowledge, it goes on the list of different halachas, different mitzvahs, that there's an isur and tumah, how those two work with each other. So there's a well-known discussion on Rav Yosef Engel talks about in Lekach Tov in one of his pieces about the comes to a woman who's nida. A woman who's nida, there are two results. Number one is she's mitame. Number two is she's aser lebal. She's aser to be with her husband. Those are two different halachas. She's aser to her husband, and there's tumah v'tara. Now bizman hazeh, of course, we don't know a tumah v'tara, but there's an aser lebal. She can't be with her husband. Those two. So how much are those two related, though? Do they flow from each other or not? Is there a connection? So Rav Engel points out, based on the Tosas and Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, that there's a nafkamina where we could see a separation between the Isser and the Tumah V'tara. When it comes to a Svek Sveka, when it comes to Isur, and what's a Lacha by a Safek, Isser Deraisa L'chumra. What about a Svek Sveka and an Isser Deraisa? L'kula, we're Meko. But what about Svek Sveka and Tumah? And another the lacha, it's actually Gemara and Chulin. And another lacha svek sveka by Tumah? So the lacha is learned out based on the sugyas and sota. That sota, it says v'nitma a few times in Parshas Naso. And we learn, gzeir shava, even though sota itself isn't Tumah, but it's a davar iser, sota is used as a model for the halachas of Tumah. So we learn from a sota, just like sota is only relevant, it's only a shaykh case when it's a v'rishus ha-yachid. When she's with a man, b'rishus ha-yachid, and that's what we say, nitma. So we say, svek sveka is going to be tamei, even b'rishus ha-yachid. But b'rishus ha-rabim, if she's in b'rishus ha-rabim, which is defined by, how do you define b'rishus ha-rabim? In tuma? B'rishus ha-rabim on Shabbos is defined by 16 amos, and according to Rashi, 600,000 people as well. But the Mishnah says in Taros that when it comes to b'rishus ha-rabim by tuma v'tara, three people. More than three people, is it three or more, is considered b'rishus ha-rabim. So, but tumah v'tara, when it's rishus harabim, svek sveka is tahor. So now, since we paskin svek sveka is tameh by rishus hayachid, in tumah rishus hayachid, so a woman who's nida, And there's a svek sveka whether she saw dam neither. Now, a double suffik, whatever that case might be. Tosus talks about this. So what will come out is, legabe her husband, svek sveka, we say she's mutter. But legabe tuma, we assume lechomer that it's going to be metame. So there's a distinction between the tuma and iser. So here as well, this Rav Chanan will go on that list, that although the kata might not be chayv in the iser nevela, he would be subject to the lachas of tuma. But this comes up a few different places. I don't remember where else off the top of my head, but it's interesting to note the connection between Tumah and Isser. Let's do two quick other nafkamis between whether or not you hold the dinner of the Zavachta or not. When it comes to Mumer Lehachis. Mumer Lehachis, Mumer Lehachis, we're going to discuss this also next week. Mumer Lehachis is a Yid who mamish goes against Lehachis to go against the Torah. Everything he possibly could do, he does against the Torah. So that type of shechita of a Mumer Lehachis doesn't work. What's the psul in Mumer Lahachis? So we saw already Tosas and Gimel Mabez equated Mumer Lahachis to that of a Shechitas Goy, which he said was both possible because they're not La Bar Zvicha. La Bar Zvicha, and therefore not subject to the Shechitas Apostle. Rashi on the top of Gimel Mabez, if you look inside, Rashi is talking about Mumer L'tiavon. But then he contrasts that to Mumer Lahachis. And Rashi writes three lines down from the top here, Aval Lahachis, Afilu Nimta Sakina Yafe. Even if you know that the knife is good, we'll describe how that works exactly. Lo Dimuar Linabel Bichavana Biadayim. It's an issue of Nemanis, that's the psul. It's an issue of Nemanis. We don't trust him. We think he's going to go out of his way to trafe up, to make all of them nevela, so no one eats it. How come Rashi doesn't say La Bar Zvuchahi? So one approach is, why not? So number one approach is that Rashi thinks that's out of the category. You don't need that. Bar Zvicha is made up by Tosaf. So this is Tosefta, but the Gemara doesn't quote it. You don't need Bar Zvicha. And therefore he has to think of another reason of he's out there to get you. It's lack of Nemanus. So this is another application whether you require Bar Zvicha or not. What's another way to explain this machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos about the nature of Mumer Lahachis?
Whether he is a
La Bar Zvicha or not? Well, Tosa says he's Lav. So I said,
why would he not be a La Bar Zvicha?
So you tell me why not?
Yeah.
So Tosa says, he says he's like a guy. Tosa writes that La Fuke Ove Kochav Ocha Neveis Lahachis. He compares it to. So I think what you're trying to get at that very question, Tosa assumes number two assumptions. Number one is you need Bar Zvicha. Which is number two is he assumes, like you're pointing out, that why would that be? That Mumer Lahachis is mamish like a guy. So Rashi could be arguing on one of those two points. Either Rashi holds that I don't require Bar Zvicha. I don't need that Bar Zvicha. Who needs Bar Zvicha? That's made up. Or Rashi could agree to Bar Zvicha as a requirement. That he'll agree that the psul of Shechitas Akum is Bar Zvicha. But whoever said that Mumer Lahachis is a din of a guy? Who says that? Maybe Rashi holds that Mumer Lahachis, he's still Yid, and he doesn't have a psul of Shechita, he's still Bar Zvicha, he's still Chayiv in the mitzvahs. So the reason why we don't trust him is because we think he's going to, is lack of Nemanus. But Rashi does require Bar Zvicha, and Mumer Lahachis is called a Bar Zvicha, it's just that the lacking of Nemanus. Now the Rambam points out in Hilchot Shechita, Perek Dalet, Halach Yudalet, he says that a Mumer Lahachis is Mamish Harehu Kegoy. He does say that. So Tosas agrees and Raman both agree. Harei Kagoy. The question becomes, though, does Rashi argue on that point? That he thinks he's not like a goy? Or does Rashi not require Bar Zvicha? And one final point, and we'll finish with this, is that the Ramah in Simin Bey's Sif Tes has two deos, whether or not Shechitas Moser, one who's Moser, is going to be Kemumar Upasol or no. Even though he's Moser people over to the government, perhaps it's still going to be a good shechita. Those are two deos. So the Gra there points out in Sifkat and Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet that he thinks is machlokas, how to categorize shechitas maser depends on machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam. He thinks that according to Tosfos, who requires Bar Zvicha, a maser would not be a Bar Zvicha, and therefore would be pasul. But the Rambam, who thinks shechitas akum is a shechita of Avodah Zarah, well, a maser is not considered Avodah Zarah, in which case his shechita will be kasher. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we're going to begin the Masechta in order, and we'll start with the shechita of a katan.